This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Get you into a safe place. If you are an American family farmer, if you are visiting your local family farmer's farm and you're taking advantage of the great produce that he or she is producing during the summertime, that's a great thing. We're here to help all year long on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer interested in dairy cows, managing Jersey heifers, raising them, that sort of thing. That's where my strength is on the farm. Plus, having events on the farm that people can come see how the animals are living, put them together. I have some pictures. I haven't posted them. I probably ought to. I'm not great at posting pictures. I had an event at my farm, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, Eastley Farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, last week. It was actually a big concert of a lot of local bands. We had 1,000 people or so there, and the cows come up to the fence, and people go over and look at them. There were three young girls, about three, maybe 4 years old, who were there, and they were obviously afraid of the cows. So I asked their parents if I could bring them into the paddock, into the feedlot, so that they could just touch the cows and experience them and know they weren't something to be afraid of. So they came in, petted the cows, scratched their ears, let the cows lick them. It was really, it's this sort of experience that I have all the time, frankly, because I like to have people understand the cows are not to be feared. Children just don't understand today. They're not around these animals, so they see big and they think scary. Big does not equal scary. The cows are, if they're raised properly, handled well, they're going to be just as nice and pleasant as a dog that's well raised, or any pet, or any animal, or any human being as far as that's concerned. So anyway, I always thank people for coming and having the experience, and they thank me for giving the, especially children, the opportunity to hear noises on the tractor and not be afraid, take a ride around the farm and see what it looks like to have 100 or more acres of rolling hills and pasture, or the animals are out there, kind of a bucolic setting that doesn't much exist any longer, at least in many areas that are suburbia, and I live in a suburban community outside of Boston. It's just when you hear dairy farm and Framingham, they don't compute with most people, because Framingham is equated with big shopping centers and big businesses like TJ Maxx headquarters here, Bose Corporation's headquarters here, Staples Corporation's headquarters here, and so I think about a farm, huh? Matter of fact, Bose was very supportive of the event that we had last week, and I should thank them because they were a good Framingham citizen. Anyway, the first part of our program each week focuses on the news, some news item, and these trade wars are becoming the talk of the town, the talk of the universe. Last week, as a matter of fact, in the podcast that you can hear right now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the trade wars, how we began last week was discussing how they're affecting the family farm. And I had a focus on pork last week and pork producers. This week I'm going to focus on dairy to a point. And I say that because when I look around at how people are trying to cope with the problems, and you see the trade wars, actually, biggest part of my informational quotient today has to do with what the president has offered to farmers who are going to be hit hard by the escalating China trade war. The president going around the country this week to talk about the trade battles and try to address parts of the country that are hit heavily by these problems that are being created, not necessarily by him, but by these old trade deals that were never any good for us in the first place. Not really good. But there's $12 billion at stake to farmers whose harvests have been hurt by the tariffs. Their stuff has been sent overseas, at least heretofore. Now that'll slow down. A lot of farm groups and Republican leaders are not happy with the trade deal. And now they're looking at this as a way to fix the prices for soybeans and pork and dairy and beef and all that sort of thing, because the Chinese are retaliating, as you might expect they would. But the interesting idea this week is because the farm bill has been a rough ride anyway. It's a horrible bill, miscreated or misdirected, maybe is the better word here. The money, $683 billion for all these pals of the Senate and House Republicans, and some Democrats too, are getting huge checks for, and having parties, huge amounts of money going to these people that are running for re-election this year. And so they're not happy because the president wants to direct the aid to the people and the companies and the farms that need it, and the Republicans don't want it to go there necessarily. They want it to go to all their pals in the big agribusinesses. So it's not going to help. And then the trade situation is, it has, as one Republican senator said from Nebraska, Ben Sasse said, the trade war is cutting the legs out from under farmers. Our legs have been cut out from underneath us for years and years and years and years. The trade war, yeah, that's part of it. That's not, that's certainly not helpful. So now, president wants to offer federal bailouts to, but it's picking the winners, that is, who gets the money and who doesn't. That's the big concern. So yeah, they're planning to release billions of dollars in aid for farmers, but to whom actually? Who's getting the money? The people who are doing huge business now already? I don't see that that's going to be a help. And that's been the argument. That's why the farm bill is slowed down, because people are finally saying, come on, what about the family farmer? This is a tradition in America. It needs to be protected, and it's not being protected. So, in part, but Trump is at least doing something that the Republicans criticized Obama for not doing before, that is, trying to spread the aid around. But maybe it's not up to the government. Maybe it just has to be things that are figured out among people who are in this business. I have watched a couple of companies getting together. The world of dairy farming is very precarious, as you know, in our country. Here's the story of a farm that has made a deal with Stonyfield that has 1,200 farms that are supplying their milk. It's a direct milk supply program. There are 250 farms in New England, but about 1,000 or 1,200 that are participating around the country. And I just read the story of one of them that's getting a 5% bonus because the milk quality is better. They actually get 5% more than they would get if they went into the pool. There are other incentives. And so this is a way for one company like Stonyfield that produces a lot of yogurt to control where the milk comes from, the quality of the milk, and to pay for it, because they're charging for their product more than what you pay for the average yogurt, or that's what they're mostly known for, I think. Anyway, I see that as a big help. The companies working directly with the farmers are the way to figure this out or to fix this situation. All right. In a moment, we're going to meet Steve Nygren, who's the founder of the AgriHood concept. It is this is a fascinating concept that I've been eager to talk about on this program. So we'll get to AgriHoods right after this.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. How well do you wash your hands? Dr. Gregory Poland, director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, says adults could do much better at the sink.
People go to the bathroom and they run their fingers under the water. Well, that does nothing. And then they grab the dirty faucet and they touch the dirty handle on the way out of the bathroom.
Dr. Poland says that in public washrooms, there are often more bacteria on those faucets than in the toilet water. So next time you're at the sink,
so you wash your hands while singing happy birthday to yourself. You get between the fingers, the fingertips, the thumb. You turn the water off with a paper towel. And you open the door to leave with a paper towel and dispose of the paper towel. That's how you wash your hands. Ideally with warm, soapy water.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, let's keep our focus here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Steve Nygren, who's the founder of AgriHood Serenbe. That's the name of this neighborhood. That's really what it is. I think the best way for us to start, Steve, is for you to tell us a little about you. I know you were in the hotel business, the restaurant business, and that sort of thing. So how did that bring you around to looking at this opportunity that we will explain here, this residency called Serenbe?
Well, Doug, I grew up on a family farm. In fact, my family are generational farmers near Boulder, Colorado, and along the Front Range in Colorado since the 1800s. So farming, and I was a member of the Grange and the Rural Youth of America growing up, and then went on to being in the hotel and restaurants, opening my own restaurants. And so when we decided to protect our weekend farm from urban sprawl, and the best way to do that was to develop part of it through transfer development right plan for the greater area, I knew that a farm had to be part of the community. And not just a farm over in a corner, but intimately related to the houses. So a number of the houses, you can sit on the back porch and you're looking right at the farm, and you can actually talk with the farmers working in the row crops.
So that's pretty cool. I noticed the transfer of development rights part of this overall. You know, I've been trying to, in my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, get this transfer of development rights put into effect to save open space here, but I'm dealing with a lot of lunkheads who just don't get it.
Well, it's difficult. A lot of people think that you either own the land or you don't. Now, many times out west, it's easier because they're used to severing water rights and mineral rights. But in the south, it was very difficult to talk about how you could sever your development rights. But it's the best program because it ties preservation to development.
Yeah.
We can never get ahead of the sprawling development and the money behind it through any program in preserving the farm through all the wonderful organizations that are doing that. But through a transfer development right program, it links them so that you don't have to worry about it until there's a development plan, and at that point there's permanent preservation.
Well, there are a lot of locals.
Underused tool.
Yeah, it is an underused tool, and it's misunderstood. And the people who don't like it, for whatever the reason, they take the facts and, as usual, in arguments like this, and twist them and turn them around so that the hysteria that develops among people who don't have any common sense or know anything about farming or know anything about development, it puts development where it ought to be and saves development from where it ought not to be.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell,
and you explained it very well. So let's in a moment branch out into a discussion of this neighborhood, I'm going to call it that, Serenbe, as something that I might, in fact, entertain for my farm. 21 after the hour, this is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Red moon. I guess it's the blood moon this week, the big full moon. Let's see, what else is happening? Mercury's going retrograde. There's going to be an eclipse. What could go wrong under the circumstances? The American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Steve Nygren, who you were making quick reference to your earlier years. You had a number of restaurants that you opened and ran for couple of decades, it looks like.
That's right, a little over two decades, 34 restaurants around the country, heavily focused in Atlanta and Washington, D.C., but Philadelphia, Minneapolis, all east of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And were they farm-to-table sort of restaurants? What was unique about the Pleasant Pheasant? Pleasant Peasant.
Pleasant Peasant. It very well described us at the time, and we were in our 20s and starting to open a new concept. And it truly was very much farm-to-table, as much as you could have in the 70s. It wasn't labeled that back then. It was called, the New American Cuisine, is what people thought about. But it was finding as much fresh food and in a very upscale but casual atmosphere. Mm-hmm. The 70s were the time of fancy restaurants, or the bars with food were coming out. But to have sort of a New York bistro style without reservations, white linen, and fresh food was fairly unique.
Yeah, no, very. And so you sold it off. Are they still in existence in these locations? Have they expanded?
They are not now. I sold it in 94, so the years roll by. And one way or another, they have disappeared.
Yeah. All right, so you're on this new conquest. You've created this community called Serenbe, which has been described as Agrihood and Agrihood, Agri-neighborhood. Now, whose vision was this? Did you come up with it by yourself? Or did some planner, some engineer, some architect say, hey, let's do this with the land? And was the land yours?
the land was ours. When I was busy opening restaurants around the country, we saw on a preservation newsletter that there was a historic farm for sale. And having children 3, 5, and 7, we decided that would be a nice afternoon drive because I couldn't imagine open farmland 25 minutes from Atlanta and the airport.
Yeah. That's what people say about me here in Massachusetts. I mean, I'm 35 minutes from the airport, and here we have all of this open land. Yeah. What happened?
And so I called, and clearly we weren't interested in buying anything, but we'd like to drive out, and did they have farm animals that we could pull in the yard and show the kids? Mm-hmm. And, of course, anyone with anything for sale says, come on. We arrived. They had the Shetland pony saddled, and we bought the farm. We rented the old 1905 farmhouse out. My wife fixed a shack that had the back for farm laborers that had been built in 1940 in case we ever wanted to spend the night. Well, to my amazement, the kids were anxious to leave the big house with the pool, the media room, all the toys you could imagine, to come out to the shack and their only connection with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And being a farm kid, I could hardly wait to get off the farm. But here, watching my own children connect with nature and farm animals, it brought back all of those memories and the importance of that connection to nature that I had never really even connected growing up. And so at the end of doing this for 3 years, I sold the company, and we sold the big house, and we retired to the farm and started restoring the old house.
All right, so we'll get to the next chapter after these words.
Hey, guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies, Pegasus FinTech is a full-service token accelerator that assists companies that want to run a public initial blockchain offering, or PIBCO for short. The Pegasus team consists of experienced financial professionals and partners to provide key business, legal, accounting, technology, and funding strategies and processes. Pegasus is the first company to adopt the PIBCO standard, which differentiates it from unregulated ICOs. Or initial coin offerings that may not be compliant with jurisdictional securities laws. Learn more about Pegasus FinTech and how they can help your company at PegasusFinTech.com. That's PegasusFinTech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump, whose aggressive trade policies have rattled people at home and abroad, found some common ground with European officials. Mr. Trump hosted the president of the European Commission, who said his aim is to reduce tariffs. President Trump called that an achievement worth attaining.
And if we could have no tariffs and no barriers and no subsidies, the United States would be extremely pleased.
We are close.
Jean-Claude Juncker said European nations are allies of the United States, not enemies. Reporters tried to ask the president for a response to the audio tape in which he's heard talking to attorney Michael Cohen about paying for the silence of an alleged mistress. He ignored all of the shouted questions from the reporters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Past the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Steve Nygren, who's the founder of an agrihood called Serenvy. I suppose the obvious question, well, many of them, there are many obvious questions and some that aren't quite so obvious, Steve, but where Serenvy, where'd that come from? Sounds like almost an African name.
Well, when we started coming out to the farm and connecting with nature every weekend and slowed down to simply be, we found the serenity we were looking for. Mm-hmm. And so put the two words together to create Serenvy.
Yeah. Oh, Serenvy. I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Serenvy. All right, that's good. I like. I don't know why Serenvy sounds more African. Serenity and just be. Yeah, okay, got it. So the idea of a community is one that we understand. This business, the term that has now, when I talk to my friends about this, because I've been thinking about doing this on my farm, after I've seen all of the information about it, the term agrihood, where did that come from? Is that your creation?
It was not at all. I mean, we had the farms, and people who came to visit loved, and there was some buzz about the farm. There was a perception that farms had odors and that could not be next to where people lived, and we prove that incorrect. The only animals we have are chickens, and it's vegetables and fruits.
Yeah.
And so there was interest in other developers that had come to see what we were doing here, like that idea. So there were some farms of various sizes popping up in communities, and a New York reporter came to do a story on that. And when the story came out, she termed it agrihood, and it's a term that has sort of stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great term.
Worse,
it kind of defines it. It defines it. So you've taken 25 acres. I've seen some that were a couple of hundred acres. Is there an ideal size, and how do we establish what the population is going to be? Who's going to buy? Are you renting facility? Are you building like a regular neighborhood? How does your concept work?
Well, we operate our farm as a teaching farm. And those are all good questions about the size, and that's a different question for every area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of our transfer development rights, we will save 70% of 40,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And that area is not allowed for development, but allows anything that would previously been permitted under agricultural zoning. So it can be farms, it can be timber, it can be equestrian. It just cannot be housing developments. So in this area, we will have many farms addressing the bigger population. But having affordable farmland near urban centers is something that's disappearing,
yep.
As well as the farmer themselves.
Yep.
So we are a teaching farm both for the farmers, developing new young farmers. We have an intern house on property as well as our farm managing family. They all live right on property. We provide that housing. And then we have a new group of interns each year.
So you have, in some of the concepts that I've seen, what happens is you take 100, 200 acres and you build, for example, in my community, we have a bylaw that allows cluster development. So we could probably build 60 units on the land, and then 70% of the rest of the land could be used for agriculture. I happen to prefer dairy because that's my background. I've grown up around cows, and that's what I'm comfortable with. I'm not a produce guy, but I could see it being used for produce. You sell people a home. They own the home in this development, and then instead of it just being open space, it becomes it's community-based agriculture, sort of like a CSA, I guess, in a manner of speaking. And they grow their own, or they help growing in the community garden. But it's a big deal. It's not just, you know, a little plot here and a little plot there. So is that anything you could envision at your place?
Well, absolutely. And my place, when I think of my place, I think of this entire area of 40,000 acres that we have changed. And so we use the countryside of England as our model, because after World War II,
yeah,
they put good land laws in because they couldn't afford the urban sprawl that the rest of the world has indulged on. And so that's the greatest model.
If you have never been to England, what basically Steve is talking about, when you get out of the community, there's no suburban, it's the town, and then it's the country. There's no like, hello, there's a line there, and you're going immediately from the city or the town into their farming areas. There's no spread out, everybody's got an acre and that kind of stuff. Doesn't exist in England. That's what you're saying.
And buildings are not allowed to follow the road out of town.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's on edge.
Yeah.
You're either, and that just gives a complete different atmosphere. And so while we have vegetables and fruit down the road, we would love to have a dairy farm. About 2 miles from us is a goat farm with cheese, and we have 4 miles from us is a hog farm, and they're doing now in our market all freshly butchered hogs and we can get lamb. So we're looking at how do we create an agrarian economy so that there's also we have a line of Serenby Foods that are pickled vegetables and jams and jellies, and so the agrarian economy is a lot of packagers, marketing, distributing, a lot of things, and that's what we need to reestablish: regional agrarian economies.
Well, the government has done such a nice job of screwing everything up that we, you go back and you kind of have to, at least as far as I can see and I'm concerned, with the people who were doing dairy, decimated. The Bush administration allowed the Sweezer family from Texas to take over Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers of America, and now they control about 80% of the fluid milk supply in the whole country. So they're squeezing the dairy farmer by trying to get imports from Canada where there's subsidized milk. You know, all that stuff is part and parcel of what people in suburbia or the big city don't really know. Maybe they're becoming more curious. Maybe they want to embrace what you're talking about. I certainly hope that that's the case, because the life of the American family farmer, as I grew up knowing it, you grew up on the farm, that's passé. It's gone.
That doesn't exist
because the government has gotten in the way and made a mess of agriculture like they made a mess of most everything else.
That's right. I mean, the government used to protect the small business and the small farmer.
Yeah.
And now it's flipped, and whether you're talking about rural America or the smaller business in cities, everything tips the hat towards big business.
Yep, right. Big, better. No, the quality. Look at the problems we have. Just use the farm as an example. Look at every day you read a story about salmonella, E. coli, listeria, or something worse getting into the food supply in some way, shape, or form, because A, there's no management. B, they're all too big. Even if there was management, they're too big to manage these big, huge farms, the way they pack. And it's nonsense. So the local board food movement has established a connection to places like yours, and they're trying to let everybody know that this does still exist. But it's a fight, Steve.
It is a fight, and we have to educate the consumers. We need to be supporting our local farm communities.
Mm-hmm.
On regular shelves, 50% of the cost of what we call food is the petroleum to get it to the shelf, because we're no longer supporting our regional agriculture.
Yep.
And for the first time, we have obesity and malnutrition in the same body.
Yeah.
Now, that says there's something very serious about what we're calling food.
Food is the food. There is a wide definition. It just is what you put in your body, but what you put in your body is very corrupting. Let's pause for a moment, and we'll continue with a few more minutes of Steve Nygren and Serenby, his farm. The idea is certainly something that we ought to embrace, I think, all around the country. The essence of good and well is explained in a word, Calitrin. That's a nominative for the number one healthy choice for weight loss, energy gain, joint support. A lot of things come as a relationship to your body by putting collagen back in it, and the number one main ingredient of Calitrin is collagen. Collagen, as you get older, the production of it in your body naturally declines, so you need to supplement. And this is the supplement that brings your body around with a good exercise program to actually creating more muscle, because that's what the collagen does. The protein and the collagen is what builds the muscle. While you're more muscular when you're younger than you are when you get older, that's the nutritional way, the efficient way of losing weight and being healthy. Go to toploss.com. Use the promo code DJV for the special deals. That's toploss.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. After we announced the finalists in our wacky warning label contest, we get calls from all over the world. They all ask the same thing. Why are there so many common sense warnings on products sold in America? The answer is that anyone who sells a product here knows that they can be sued over almost anything. So these warnings are meant to prevent frivolous lawsuits. Like when a guy who was playing basketball caught his teeth in the net while dunking the ball and sued the net makers. He got $50,000. In another case, a tool maker was sued by a man who used one of their wood routers to try to fix his own teeth. The company eventually put a label on the tool warning that it's not intended to be used as a dental drill. Now let's be fair, these warnings can be hilarious, but the fact that product makers have to put them there because they're facing so many abusive lawsuits is nothing to laugh about. You can see many of these actual warnings and enter our annual contest on our website. Visit us at centerforamericatv.org.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with Steve Nygren, founder of the AgriHood Serenbe. It is a valuable pursuit. The passion I hear in your voice, your children, are they a part of this? Your wife? How is this all operated these days?
The best story of all, those three little girls that we came to show farm animals in 91 when they were 3, 5, and 7, then grew up on the farm now. They went to universities, Cornell, one and two to the University of Colorado. They have all returned with their northern husbands, and they are all living in our community. They are all either working within our program, or some of the husbands just have an office here but work outside. And my grandchildren are all being raised right here. So it's the way I grew up, and we've gotten away from that. And so we are modeling how communities lived pre-World War II, where you had a intergenerational. Our family is now modeling that today, and we're finding more multi-generations are moving here. So it's not just returning to regional local food. It's a lifestyle. Today, you know, antidepressants are increased fourfold every decade for the last few decades. There's something serious wrong, and I think it's how we're creating places for people to live, how we're growing our food, and the distance from agriculture.
Yep, distance from where the food, and this is, you go around, you see these people, these huge mothers and fathers, just obese, and the fat kids that are with them because they're doing the same thing. These are the ones that come around to my farm, and they're afraid of the animals, they're afraid of the tractors.
Crazy.
You know, they're all full of fear.
Doug, farm doesn't have to be off in some farm either. We have blueberry bushes at every crosswalk. We have figs and apple trees along our walkways. So we have brought food production into the community in the common areas.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a fabulous way for people to deal with a program or a problem. Where's the website? What can we do to go to see what this is all about?
www.serenbe.com.
Thanks, Steve.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Three past the hour. I'm the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you find the essence of a lot of our continuing conversations. You like listening to podcasts, or you like listening to audio when you're driving, or maybe you're on your tractor, you're doing things. Help yourself to the information. In a moment, I'm going to go. This is the time in each of our get-togethers where I have my commentary and I have some thoughts on what's going on in the Trade Department. But first, there is some information I would like you to have about something that you might be able to even sell on your farm. You have a retail store. It's called Life Change Tea, a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea early in the morning because I get started like you do at 4 o'clock. And what it does is kind of get the cobwebs out, energy galore, you'll feel great. The Life Change Tea proprietary herbal formula is what makes it work. It's a gentle daily cleansing routine. Get rid of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, that sort of thing. Our food that we concentrate so much on this program, you know and I know that it was a lot different 60, 70, 80 years ago. No processing, no pesticides, just great nourishment for the body. But today, that's not the way it is. So if you want to remain true to your agricultural roots, this is a great way to do it. Bring your nutritional value back up again. You're feeling run down, maybe this will get you going. GetTheTea.com is the website. Can't buy this in the store. You have to buy it online. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and there will be no shipping charge. You get it shipped to you without charge. GetTheTea.com gives you more energy. You'll drink it every day. You'll find that you get the message, but you got to try it first to get in. So GetTheTea.com is where you go. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. In a moment, my commentary.
I'm Bob Derigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's no surprise to hear that law professors do a lot of things other than teach law. They serve as expert witnesses, provide free legal advice, and often write scholarly articles. But they also file lawsuits, too. Lots of them. Until recently, however, no one knew what kind of record law professors have when they set out to practice what they preach, so to speak. Until now. A new study by, who else, a law professor, finds that the lawsuits filed by members of his profession are striking for how often they focus on three things: dissatisfaction with and professional jealousy of their colleagues, disagreements with and distrust of administrators, and a feeling that others are receiving better and undeserved treatment. Let's be fair, you're probably wondering how they fare in all those lawsuits, right? Well, the study found that law professors generally do a poor job of assessing their chances, for they lose much more often than they win. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
One of my favorite movies is the Cold War classic, The Hunt for Red October. Remember the crazy Ivan submarine stalking the Soviet sub by gliding in its wake, and then the Russian sub-commander orders the crew to stop and turn to figure out who's hiding in their blind spot. The American crew then is forced to cut their engines and glide because they don't know which way the other sub is going to turn, and that maneuver was called a crazy Ivan. President Trump seems to be working on his own crazy Ivan in the trade arena. He's made it clear he wants to throw those across the negotiating table off their game, make them unsure of what turn he will take. This is a focus on NAFTA mostly, and there certainly is a need for a change here, and it seems possible that a change will come. The unpredictability, at least the way Trump does things, seems to serve him well. And it does work in the private sector, but one wonders about the public arena. We're not just negotiating with one single player. The tactics are good if it's a one-on-one, but again, this is a trade situation that affects not only us, but a lot of our important trading partners. I don't like NAFTA, never have. I always refer to it on the air as NAFTA Shafta. But there were some good things that came out of it. We've found ourselves reliable trading partners with the Mexicans and the Canadians, and they have, you know, they're buying a lot of ag from us, we're buying a lot of ag from them. The world market is competitive. I find it crazy that we're selling off a lot of our commodities to China and to Asia, and then we go buy stuff from South America. I think that's crazy. But it will be interesting to see where this thing is a long way from being settled. But keep your eye on it, because the commodities market is what will be responsible for what you get paid in large measure. Thoughts from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.